Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're here to serve you. If it's 3 p.m. Central, it's Basic Gospel Live, and the lines are wide open for you right now at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. If you have something to discuss with us today, if you have a Bible question, call right now. You can get straight into the studio if you call that number, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Before we get into the content of the program, wanted to make an announcement about Sunday morning. Last Sunday, I did a Facebook Live, Sunday morning live, little 30-minute segment, and we had quite a number of people that joined us for that, and we decided we're just going to do that every Sunday.
Yeah.
So this Sunday, 9:30 Central Time. So that's 10:30 on the East Coast. That's 7:30 on the West Coast. But 9:30 here Central Time, we're going to do Sunday Morning Live,
right,
our Facebook Live event. It's 30 minutes, just 30 minutes of hope, of encouragement, of grace, in truth.
You're trying to get everybody out early so they can go to the restaurants and beat everybody else, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. 9:30 Sunday morning for our Sunday Morning Live Facebook Live event. We're gonna start a series there through the Book of Romans. So come join us this Sunday morning, 9:30 at the Basic Gospel Facebook page. And you can get there by going to basicgospel.net and just click the Facebook link at the top of the page.
Yeah.
So that's how you're going to get there Sunday morning. So we'll look forward to that. Now to the content of the program today, Colossians chapter 2, starting in verse 6. And this is such a timely passage for us. Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. So we have a difficult situation that we have all been thrust into. This coronavirus is not something that any of us caused. It is something that has been thrust upon us. And the solution to stopping the spread of it is fully on our shoulders as individuals,
yes,
the individual choices that we make. So that's the situation that we all find ourselves in. So how do we as believers in Jesus Christ handle this situation? Well, this is a passage that gives a direct answer. Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. So how did you receive Christ Jesus the Lord? It was by grace through faith in him. That's how you received the Lord. The grace of God came to you in the person of Jesus Christ, the message concerning his death, burial, and resurrection. You responded to that through faith, and in that response, you received Jesus. He came to live inside of you. He made you alive, and then he sent his Spirit to take up residence in you. So that's how you received him. So how do you walk in him? In exactly the same way.
Yeah.
By grace through faith in Jesus. And he goes on to say, being rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. So what does this by grace through faith in Jesus walk look like? Well, it's marked by this abundance of thankfulness. That's what faith looks like. That's how faith responds in thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So when we respond to the Lord in thankfulness, that is us exercising faith. That's walking as we received the Lord Jesus. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. Certainly in a crisis like this, we're going to hear all sorts of messages. And if we pay attention to a lot of them and buy into them, they're going to produce a lot of fear and anxiety and panic,
sure,
inside of us. We need to keep focused on Jesus Christ. Why? For in him the fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him who is the head of all and rule and authority. So we are complete in Christ Jesus. So let's continue to walk by grace through faith in him, even through this current global pandemic, that will enable us to stand out and to be a light in this world of darkness, and to be voices that can offer some hope and peace to those who are experiencing fear and panic.
Yes, indeed. Well, it is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for being with us. We had several calls that came in overnight. We'll get to those in just a moment. But we have an open line for you right now at 844-322-2742. If you're hearing the live broadcast at about 5 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, it is live, and we want you to be a part of it. You know, friends, meeting the needs of our listeners is of primary importance to all of us here at Basic Gospel. It's why we have dedicated our lives to being here every day to tell you of the love and grace and life of our Lord Jesus Christ. But there also comes a time when we have to call on you to step into the breach and take a stand with us and for us and the message that you hear every day on Basic Gospel. This is one of the most urgent times that we've encountered as news of the COVID-19 virus has spread across the world and right here at home as well. And in the face of this news, support for Basic Gospel has fallen drastically. Fear and anxiety seem to be overcoming many who have been told clearly that in Scripture we need not fear because He will never leave us nor forsake us. You know, the very existence of Basic Gospel hinges on your faithful support, friends, and due to the uncertainty concerning this virus, as support has fallen off badly, we face what may be the most critical time in our ministry's history. And for that, we need you to make the largest gift possible to see Basic Gospel through this historic time. Please donate now at basicgospel.net or send your gift to the address at the bottom of any page of our website. And again, that's basicgospel.net.
Well, Bob, in light of that, received a wonderful note from our friend Joe, who lives in North Carolina, and he's been through a lot over the last year, a house that burned down, loss of job, and, finding temporary work. And he sent a check into the ministry yesterday with this note, and I'm not going to read it all, but here at the end he said, "After 9/11, I increased my giving while others held back, and I never regretted doing so. This check is sent with the intent to begin the end of the coronavirus madness amongst believers." He says, "I am a prosperous man because the Lord is with me."
Wow.
And that's true of all of us. That is a gift that has been sent to Basic Gospel out of a heart of love, not only for our ministry, but a heart of love for people out there who need to hear this message.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're asking you to do, is join with us at this time so that we can continue to offer this message of hope. So thank you. We're so grateful to folks like Joe, and we are grateful for the many people who have sent a gift to us, who are helping us continue to broadcast day in and day out.
And it's just a critical time, friend. So we encourage you to go now to basicgospel.net, and you can make your gift right there online, or you can use the address at the bottom of that page, any page on the website at basicgospel.net.
Well, we had this question, Bob, that came to us from Deborah, who's watching us from Alabama, and she says this, "Why is God allowing this to happen? Just wondering." And I think many people are asking that same question, scratching their heads and wondering, why in the world would God allow such a global pandemic to be right now?
Yeah.
And we don't know the answer to that. We don't know the whys and the wherefores, but here's what we do know, that God is actively at work in offering life to anyone and to everyone, and that offer of life is available to anyone who will humbly receive. Well, it's offered to anybody, but those who humbly receive are the ones who are going to be made alive together in Christ. So that's what Jesus and that's what God, that's what they're all about right now. God sent Jesus into this world to save the world. And so that's been his work for 2,000 years through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Sin entered into the world. I mean, that's the bigger question. Why was sin allowed to enter into the world back in the garden?
Yeah.
We don't know. We don't have an answer for that. But ever since sin entered into the world, way back when, man, this world has been a mess. We've experienced all sorts of plagues and pandemics and earthquakes and tsunamis and all of these various things. That's just the world that we live in. It's under the curse of sin and death, and one day it's going to be lifted out of that. And we are kind of the first fruits of that new world that's going to come. We've been lifted out of it by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And that's what God is all about here and now.
Yeah.
He is offering to people new life through faith in Jesus Christ. So this world that we live in is a crazy place.
Crazy place.
It is under that curse of sin and death. Paul talks about that in Romans chapter 8. There's going to be a time when that curse is lifted, when all things are going to be made new. Peter talks about that. The book of Revelation talks about that. But we are the first fruits of that already.
Yes.
And so we have at this moment, at this opportune time, the privilege to share the goodness of God as revealed to us in the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
So the whys, we're going to learn all of that in due time. But in the meantime, let's go about the business of proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ.
Deborah, glad you reached out. I hope that's a help to you. And don't hesitate to contact us again if you have further questions. Well, here's a call that came in overnight, Bob. Let's listen.
Good afternoon. My question is, I still cannot reconcile the fact that a good, like the God that I know is a good God, like, you know, like God with lots of mercy and compassion. But I also know that is a just God. Let's say that the person lived like 15 years and they sinned for 15 years. So that person is condemned for eternity because of that. I just cannot reconcile that. Maybe there was something I'm not understanding. All right, thank you guys. God bless you.
Well, we appreciate that question. And yes, indeed, there's something that you're not understanding. It says that God is both just and the justifier of those who come to him by faith. So God did not sweep sin under the carpet. He did not ignore it. He dealt with it once and for all in Jesus. And so the sins of the world were absorbed into the body of Jesus. He died in our place, so justice was met. And then that became a fount of mercy for you and for me. So we see in Jesus both the justice of God and the love of God intersecting and becoming this wonderful mercy that we experience in Christ. So Paul talks about that in Romans chapter 3, starting in verse 23. He says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time so that he might be just and the justifier of those who have faith in Jesus Christ. So God is a merciful God. Mercy trumps justice, and we see that at the cross of Jesus Christ, whom was put forth as a propitiation for our sins that was to be received as a gift. So when we receive that as a gift, we are made right in God's eyes, recipients of God's mercy, made new in Jesus.
Yes, indeed.
That's good news.
That is good news from Basic Gospel. It's the kind of news you hear every day, and we're glad to proclaim it for you here on the airwaves and online. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us.
Absolutely. Ruben is watching us on Facebook today as well, and he says he has this question. So are we wrong for buying and storing needed groceries and supplies in the face of this situation? Does this mean my trust or faith in Christ is weak? Well, that's a great question, Ruben. And certainly we've seen some mass hysteria and panic on the shopping front. You go into your local Walmart or your local Kroger or whatever it might be, and, you know, on certain days you'll see the shelves empty.
Yeah.
We talked to, me and my wife being the we, talked to a worker at Kroger, and we asked, I said, how often do trucks come in? How often are y'all able to restock? And she says, our shoppers are just scared to death. And this is what raw fear yeah. looks like. And that's what I'm saying, is that we as believers don't have to respond as the world does.
No.
We have a promise from God, and that promise is this, Reuben, that God is going to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. We read that in Philippians chapter 4. Well, the fact of the matter is we have to come to the point and say, do we believe that or not? Is that true or is it not true? And I think if you'll go back and look at every day of your past, you will see that that's been true, that God has met your needs according to his riches and glory. So looking forward, we can trust him to do the same thing. Now, does that mean that we don't go and prepare? No, I think we go and prepare and buy the groceries we need, but we don't have to buy groceries for the next year.
Yeah.
We don't even have to buy groceries for the next month. I mean, if you live here in the United States, we have an ample supply of food, and we have an ample supply chain that's getting that food from markets or wherever it's made into grocery stores. That is happening. We have a great group of people called truckers that are doing their job phenomenally to get the food from warehouses into grocery stores so that we can have it at our homes.
Yeah.
So we have a great supply of food here in the United States. We don't need to respond to this with panic and fear. So that's what I'm saying. And you, Reuben, as a child of God, bank on that promise that God has made to you, that he's going to supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Thank him for that, and then apply wisdom. You know, there's lots of people that are going to need food. This is a time for us as believers in Christ to be generous and to show our faith in the risen Christ.
Yeah, friends, we truly need your help right now. This virus issue has steeply cut into support for Basic Gospel. It's just a hard fact of life that fear and uncertainty have gripped so many, and that includes some of our regular donors. And this is a highly unusual situation, friends. We've experienced many difficult times over the years as support has fallen, and but really nothing like this. And, you know, the truth of the matter is that Bob and I are not crying wolf when we tell you that the existence of Basic Gospel literally hinges on the financial support of our listener friends, and it's a critical issue right here and right now. If you've not made a donation to Basic Gospel this month, I'm asking you right now to do two things. Go to basicgospel.net and click donate, or get out your checkbook and write the largest gift you can possibly make and send it today to Basic Gospel. You'll find our mailing address on the bottom of the website, at the bottom of every page of the website. And again, that's at basicgospel.net. Right now, your help is critical, friends, seriously. So don't let the next 5 minutes pass without getting your largest gift on the way to Basic Gospel. If you want to keep this pure message of grace and the Lord Jesus Christ on the air and online, donate now at basicgospel.net or by mail at the address at the bottom of any page on the website. Bob, I don't know how else we can make it more clear to our listeners that this is a critical issue.
Yeah, and we're not tone deaf to what's happening out there in the world. We know a lot of people are unable to give at this particular time because they're out of work. They don't have a job. Their company has cut them. We understand
sure.
that, but we also know that there's a lot of people out there who are able to give. And so we're saying, if you are able to stand with us and so that we can continue to offer this hope, do so. Mm-hmm. Be generous.
Yes, yes,
indeed. That's what we do in times of crisis. We're generous, and we're hoping that you will remember us in your generosity so that we can continue to be a voice of hope during this critical time.
Yeah. Well, another call that came in overnight, Bob, it's this one.
Calling regards to your question, does God send punishment? Yes, he does. You're telling folks on the radio what seems to make you feel comfortable about not having quiet time with the Lord. They don't ever have quiet time with the Lord. What kind of saint or child of God would you be? So you're telling people to make them feel right and not doing what God requires of them. The Lord sends plagues. He says he's going to send earthquakes, pestilence, rivers, storms, floods, all these in diverse places and such. So is that the Lord's judgment or not? Tell the truth. You shall know the truth, and it shall make you free.
Well, here's the truth.
Yeah.
God did not send his son into the world to judge the world. He sent his son into the world to save it. Now, you're either going to believe that or you're not. You're either going to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ or you're not. There's no middle ground in this.
None at all.
God is a God of mercy. That mercy is flowing to us in abundance through the person and work of Jesus Christ. So if we're going to tell truth, that's what we're going to have to tell.
That's the truth right there.
That's the truth. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Christ was buried, and on the third day he was raised back to life in accordance with the Scriptures. And that message is the message of salvation. There is nothing in that message except Jesus Christ. We are merely recipients of his grace. We don't add to the message. We don't do any work. We're not a part of the equation.
No, not at all.
We're not a part of the story, except he did this for us. He died for our sins. He was raised so that we could experience new life. That's the gospel. So Jesus Christ did not come into this world to judge the world, but to save the world. He is the mediator between God and man. Paul wrote in his first letter to Timothy that Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. Mm-hmm. That's why he's here. That's why he came. And that message needs to go forth. So judgment went upon Jesus so that mercy could flow to you. Now, you can talk about all sorts of things, but if you're not talking about that, you're not talking about the truth that will set you free. Yes, Jesus said anyone who sins is a slave to sin. That was all of us. So what did Jesus come to do? To set us free from sin and death. And how did he do it? Through his death, burial, and resurrection. So for those who are in Christ Jesus, there's no condemnation. Why? Because the law of the Spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and death. For those who are not in Christ Jesus, Christ is not counting your sins against you. He has reconciled you unto himself through the shed blood of Jesus. He is just begging and imploring you through the message concerning Christ to be reconciled to him so that you too can experience the newness of life.
Very quickly, tell about Sunday morning again.
Sunday morning, we're going to be doing a Facebook Live event. Come join us. You can get to it by going to basicgospel.net, clicking the Facebook link. We're going to do 30 minutes, 9:30 Central Time. We're going to be studying through the Book of Romans. Join us this Sunday.
Yes, indeed. And friends, remember, this is a critical time for your support to Basic Gospel. You know, coronavirus is no match for the strength and goodness of our Lord and the generosity of his people. And that, of course, is you. Basic Gospel urgently needs you to step up right now as support has fallen off with the news of this virus. So don't let fear and anxiety rule your heart and spirit and keep you from supporting God's message of grace in Jesus Christ. The existence of Basic Gospel hinges on your generous support. So please don't let this day go by without sending your largest gift, the largest one you can possibly make, to Basic Gospel. Donate now at basicgospel.net or by mail to the address at the bottom of any page of our website. Again, that is at basicgospel.net. We desperately, well, I'm not going to say desperately, but we critically need your help at this particular time as this virus has kind of taken a toll on the hearts and lives and the fear and anxiety that has come. come forth during this particular outbreak. So we appreciate and love all of those of you who support this ministry of grace in Jesus Christ. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to join us again on Monday for another edition of Basic Gospel. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.